Today is November 11th, 2019. My name is Trevor Thews. I'm interviewing Phyllis Crook, my grandmother. I am at Huntington, West Virginia, and my grandmother is at Nimitz, West Virginia. And this is for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as an inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on legacy, and I am interviewing my grandmother today. How you doing today, Grandma?
I'm doing okay.
Thank you for letting me interview you today.
Sure. I'd like to do it.
So, my first question is, what is your favorite color?
Blue.
Why is that?
It's the color of the sky.
Oh, really? Okay. That's cool. So, tell me about your favorite song.
Away in the Manger.
Really? Why is that?
Because it just happiness and joy.
Okay, I like that. What was your favorite childhood memory growing up?
My mom and dad, they always was real good to me, and they would make me do good things. We would go and do things for my grandma. She was real old, and we'd go and take her movies and do things for her. We would walk from our house to the movies every Saturday night.
Really?
Yeah.
So, how far was the movies?
What did you say?
How far was the movies? The movie theater?
It was maybe about 3 blocks.
Really? So, you lived in town?
Almost in town.
Really? So you were on the outskirts?
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters did you have growing up?
11.
Oh, wow. So you're one of 11.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was good. We had a good family. We always was close, my brothers and sisters with me. And they's always doing things with me, and we would go outside and play and have fun and just do all kinds of things.
So there was never a dull moment at that house?
No. No, there was not.
Oh. So what is one big thing you learned from your childhood?
Well, let me see. I think learning how to take care of people and helping people out and being good to people. And that's all I can see about that.
Okay. So what one thing would you change from your past so far?
I wouldn't change nothing. I liked everything that happened.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
So, why is that?
Because I had a good mother and father. And my brothers and sisters, they were really good to me. There's just five of us living now. But they are just really was good to me and everything.
Well, that's good. So, were you a middle child or were you the oldest?
I was a middle child.
Okay. So, did you ever feel like that played a role in your life?
Did I feel like what?
Do you ever feel like you being a middle child, that, like, you wish you were an older child or that you like being the middle child?
I like being the middle child.
You did?
Yeah.
Who was the baby of the family?
Huh?
Who was the baby of the family?
My oldest brother, my youngest brother, Mark.
Really?
Yeah. He always would go out and play marbles. You know what marbles is?
Yes. The comic book?
No, it's a little round ball, and you shoot at each other.
Oh, marbles.
Down on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We'd do that, and we'd just have all kinds of fun with him. And he was with us.
Were you good at marbles?
Yeah, I was real good. I could really shoot a marble.
What other games did you have back then?
What did you say?
What other games did you have back then?
We would play Rummy, Jim Rummy. And
okay.
We would play Jack Rocks. You know what Jack Rocks is?
Can you explain Jack Rocks to me?
It's a little tiny, looks like a snowflake, and you throw them down on the ground, and you have this ball, and you pick them up.
Okay, so how is it played?
You bounce it, and you pick up one, and you bounce it, and you pick up another. And if you drop one, you're out of the game.
So you had to have really fast hands to pick up a lot of jacks then?
Yeah. Yes, we did. We had fun.
How many jacks have you picked up before?
Well, there's 10 in the game. And I picked up all 10 of them.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I was a good Jack Rock player.
Wow. So what happened if you picked up all 10? You just won the game?
We just won the game. We didn't have no surprise or nothing.
Okay. I bet that was really tough, picking up all 10 jacks.
Yeah. I was not the only one in the neighborhood to do that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you're the greatest at jacks, you would say?
What'd you say?
You were the greatest at jacks, you would say?
Yeah.
Do you still think you could beat anyone in jacks?
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to see that sometime.
Okay.
So, what has been your greatest accomplishment in life so far?
Having my daughter and my son graduate from college and go to work.
You graduated from college?
No, I did not. But I graduated from high school.
Okay. So, where was your first job at?
The Hinton Hospital.
Really? What did
Summers County Hospital.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's cool. What did you do there?
I took the food to the rooms.
Oh, okay.
I served the people.
Oh, all right. So you're almost like a nurse. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the craziest thing you saw at the hospital?
Well, this man was laying on his bed, and he was just laying there, and he got up, and he turned around, and you saw his behind.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That was awful.
I bet it was. Was this a common thing, or was this just like that one moment?
No, you saw that all the time.
Oh. I bet you didn't like that.
No, I did not like it, but I had to work and I had to make me money. I had to make money. So I just went and did my job and was happy.
Okay. So did you work there and that's the only place you worked at?
Yes, that was the only place I worked at. Grandpa, when I married him, he told me I didn't need to work no more, so I didn't work no more.
Yeah, he was a hard worker.
Yeah, he worked, and he made the money, and I stayed home and took care of the kids, and that's the way it was.
You like taking care of my mom and uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you have a lot of crazy stories from them.
Oh, yeah. Your mother was something else. But she was a sweetheart. She always wanted to do stuff for people. She would help people get jobs and stuff, and she helped people, and she was just a nice person. And Timmy was a nice person, too. Timmy's my son.
Yeah, your uncle. So, what is one piece of knowledge you would like people to know about for their life?
Well, you just have to believe in God and let everybody know that you're a Christian and you're a good person and try to be good to everybody.
Okay. I like that. Why do you want people to know that?
Because I feel like if they know that, then there will be good people.
Why do you want them?
We have a lot of good people on this earth, and they're just wanting the kids to know that they have to be good too.
So do you feel like we need more good people on this earth? Yeah. Why is that?
Because it's just the way everybody treats me. Everybody's good to me. Nobody's mean. And I just like to talk to them and see them out doing stuff. And that's just the way it is.
Okay. So you want people to treat others like they want to be treated.
Yes.
All right. I like that. What is an example of critical thinking in your life?
Critical thinking. That means that something to do with how I want to be treated by other people.
So, what is an event that you had a problem in your life and you solved that problem through thinking about it?
Let me see. Well, I have a dog and a pig. And they get in fights. And I try to stop them from fighting. And they're good animals, but they're just rough sometimes. And that's just the way it is. So I'm hoping that they'll be good and treat everybody else good.
Okay. Yeah. So your final question is, what else would you like to add that I haven't asked?
I think you've asked me enough. I don't think I need to answer any more questions. And that's just the way it is.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me interview you today, Grandma.
I enjoyed it. And you be a good boy and you take care of yourself.
Okay. I stopped it.